Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 887 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Mark, but before we get to that, I want to thank Design Crowd. You know, if you're stuck for ideas on how to develop your logo or website or business cards or anything related to design, check out Design Crowd, because it's a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So it doesn't matter if you're a dentist, an accountant, DJ, or whatever, get your perfect design every time or your money back. So here's what you do. Go to designcrowd.com/askpat. You can learn more there and download your free guide to crowdsourcing great logos, graphics, and websites for your business. And you can get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. Sweet. That's awesome. All right, thanks so much. And here's a question from Mark.
Hey, Pat. This is Mark Asquith from Excellence Expected and Podcast Websites. And I've got a really curious question about how you plan your content out. Specifically, how far in advance do you plan out not only your podcast content, but in particular your blog content? Do you sort of batch it weekly, monthly, sort of quarterly, maybe even further out than that? It's something that I really struggle with, and I'd love to get your insight on it. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for the question. I appreciate you. You know, I've met Mark in person before. Such a stand-up guy. I love what he's doing at podcastwebsites.com. You can also find him at excellence-expected.com. And so to answer your question, I plan pretty far in advance. With Ask Pat, a lot of people who have seen this sort of behind the scenes, you know, you might know that I plan about a month ahead of time. So I'm actually recording this episode, which goes live on the 14th of June, which I believe is a Wednesday. We're still in May right now. So it's, you know, essentially a month ahead that we're recording. And it doesn't always line up. And the reason why we do that is so that we can feel ahead and so that we can have some flexibility if, say, for example, there's a launch coming up, which there was last week, for my course Smart From Scratch at smartfromscratch.com. The doors are currently closed now, but you can sign up for the waitlist if you'd like. It just gives us some room. So if something happens, or if I, you know, room to go on a trip, or, you know, other things like that. And essentially, if we get behind, we just catch up later on. And so staying a month ahead of schedule on Ask Pat works very well. With the Smart Passive Income blog, we're about 3 months ahead of schedule, which is awesome too. We do it for the same reason. That's about, let's say three episodes per week. It's you know, we're pretty far ahead of schedule when you do the math, which is nice because it gives us a little bit of buffer periods too. I will say, however, that there are some cons that happen with planning so far in advance. You know, sometimes things happen that are unplanned for that you want to promote or put out an episode for, in which case you'll have to slide and move things around, which isn't too difficult. It just means like a few things might have to be re-recorded later on. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes that does happen. Other things, you know, if you are podcasting in a way that, you know, it's very much in a world where things change every day, if you're doing news type stuff, like if I were to record in advance, I'd be a millionaire, right? Because I could predict the future. I can't predict the future. So I am usually creating content that's evergreen. And no, I haven't gone into the DeLorean, picked up an almanac, and haven't done any of that stuff yet. Once they figure out this time travel thing, then maybe. But although maybe not, because we've already seen what happened. Although some might argue that what happened in Back to the Future 2 is happening right now in the U.S. But anyway, I'm not even going to go there right now. But I will say that if you have stuff that's related to stuff that's happening right now, and that's when you're, what your podcast is about, especially like in the sports sector, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for you to batch process and get ahead like that. You're going to have really good systems and daily habits and practices to make sure you still stay on schedule. And then finally, with the blog, which is the one that you were most curious about, you know, it's about the same as the podcast. So about 3 months ahead of schedule. The way that it's planned is every quarter my team and I meet and we determine, okay, what the next quarter is going to be in terms of themes for the month. That's how we help frame our mind around, okay, what's coming. A lot of times those themes are in and around events or things that are happening. For instance, you know, certain events that I might be attending or something that's just hot right now, like May of 2017. A lot of you know who've been following the podcast and the blog know that that was sort of like paid advertising month. And that's something that I'm getting into more now, which is why I wanted to get experts on to write guest posts and do guest interviews with on the podcast to talk about that. So not only can I provide amazing content for all of you, but also I can provide amazing content for myself as well. So, you know, I was learning along with you with that. So we plan ahead in that way. A lot of times also what is going to be published is based off of certain launches. So for example, next month, I have the launch of my Power Up Podcasting course. Go to powerupodcasting.com. Check that out. It'll be released in about almost exactly a month. And so a lot of what you'll see in the next coming weeks leading up to that are going to be podcasting-related content to help people understand why it's important to podcasts, help them overcome some of the fears that they might have before getting the pitch to then get into the course. So powerupodcasting.com is where you want to go for that. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. And that's kind of how we break things down. You know, we all have it really neatly laid out in spreadsheets using Google Sheets so that we know what's coming and when. And the nice thing about planning ahead, Mark, is I just never feel like I'm in a moment where I don't know what's happening or don't know what to write about. I never, ever want to experience again like I experienced every week back in 2013 and before that, which was, hey, I'm going to start writing a blog post now. Let's open up WordPress. Cursor's blinking and I'm like, okay, what should I write about now? I never want to feel that because that is wasted time. That's wasted energy. I can put those kinds of thinking moments into a shorter time space using these meetings once a quarter to then plan out the rest of the future quarter and then to have my team on there too to talk things through and kind of help poke my brain a little bit and we can poke each other's brain. That just sounds weird. It just makes it a better experience for the coming up with ideas part, which is often the hardest part. So anyway, Mark, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you, man. I look forward to seeing you at Podcast Movement hopefully later this year in August. I will be there for sure. SPI, Smart Passive Income, was nominated for the top business podcast, nominated 30 in a row. Super stoked. So I hope to bring the trophy back home after I lost it last year. But anyway, thank you so much, Mark, for your support. I appreciate you. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Eleanor Roosevelt. And that is, when you cease to make contribution, you begin to die. Always be contributing, guys. Always. In some way, shape, or form. All right, guys, take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. And don't forget, powerupodcasting.com. That's the next launch next month. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.